Hey folks, Dan Ferriero here with your market update for September 30th, 2024. So with last Friday, we saw mortgage rates ease just a little bit. Is that going to continue into this week? Well, it depends, and it depends on one thing now and one thing only. The jobs report. Why? Well, because we have inflation in check. Last week, we had the PCE number come in. That's the number one figure that the Federal Reserve monitors when it comes to inflation. It's about that close to the inflation number that they're looking for. So here's what I want a lot of people to understand, is a lot of people are saying, you know, prices aren't coming down. Well, inflation kind of doesn't work that way. So let's look at back over the last couple of years. Well, let's just look back, you know, going back a year. Okay, so let's say in January of 2023, a price of something was here, okay? And then in January of 2024, that price was way up here, okay? So now what you have to start working on is what the inflation number is starting from up here, okay? It doesn't start from down here again and keep moving. So what it's going to do is say from 2023 to 2024, prices went up, let's say 10%. Okay, then it starts tracking. Let's look at where it is from 2024 to 2025. Okay, the prices already moved up. They're not coming back down in most cases of inflation unless the numbers go negative. Okay, we're not seeing any negative numbers. We're consistently seeing positive numbers. So that means prices aren't going down. The rate of increase is just starting to cool down. So just wanted to understand that part of the inflation front. So now that the Federal Reserve is saying, well, we got to tackle on inflation, and the 50 basis points cut that we did is giving now a thumbs up for most people, now what are we going to focus in on? Well, the jobs market, and nothing but the jobs. Why? Because that's the Federal Reserve's second mandate. The Federal Reserve has two mandates. One is price stability, aka inflation, and two is jobs, basically jobs at the maximum employment that we can have in the country. So that's what we're looking at right now. So that's in focus with the Fed right now. It's saying that the S&P 500 keeps hitting record highs after record high after record high. That's the rest of this article. But when they come down through here, they give us a little bit of a deeper dive into the jobs reports and the jobs numbers. This just shows you the job growth over the last couple of years, and it went from here down to here, down to here. But what you have to understand, too, is the numbers prior to this chart, we are in pandemic mode, okay? Remember back in 2019, nobody was working. So as these people come get added back in, you're going to have a huge glump at one point, and then people will trickle in. So as long as the jobs report is staying over 100,000 new jobs each cycle, the markets are going to probably give that a thumbs up. Here's the unemployment percentage rate. Okay, you're seeing that it's not going nuts. You haven't seen it really, you know, skyrocket or either plummet. So that's what we're seeing right through there on that thing. Let's take a deep dive into the economic calendar for this week, just so you guys get an understanding of what's coming on. The first thing I want you to understand is right through here. Let's go to the number one on Monday. You see FOMC member Bowman speaks. FOMC means Federal Reserve member. Okay, then it gives you the person's name, and then they're going to talk. They're going to talk at 8:50 this morning. What you have to, you know, kind of dig into is, what's this person's position? Are they a dove or are they a hawk? Okay, let me explain. A dove is someone who always saying, okay, just cut rates. Just cut rates. Yeah, that number's okay. Just cut rates. Then you have on the doves on the other side saying, oh, looks like it's raining today, better increase rates. Oh, the Fed sneezed today. We better increase rates. So that's the differences between a dove and a hawk. So I want you guys to understand that. So it depends on what person's talking in front of basically Wall Street and mainstream media. It will affect the markets. Okay. But it's just going to be a temporary up or down in the market. Then it'll blend out. Okay. So please understand that part of it. Tuesday, that's all we really have today. On Tuesday, we have some manufacturing numbers, other things, but in the employment numbers, we have the JOLTS index. This is how many job openings there is. Okay, there's 7.6 million job openings, seeing how those will continue through here. And then between Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's a massive amount of information. We're having ADP payroll numbers. We'll take that with a grain of salt this time. They've been getting very, very better. That's not very good English. They've been getting really better on their projections and their forecasts. And we'll take this with a grain of salt this time. But then on Thursday and Friday, this is really where all the meat's coming in from the meat on the bone. So we have continued jobless claims, initial jobless claims. Then you come down through Friday, and then you have the government numbers, which says non-farm payrolls, participation rate, and the unemployment rate. So this week is just loaded with those employment numbers that the Federal Reserve's really focused in on. So now let's get over to the next piece of information coming out. There's two big pieces of information. One is really good and one's not so good. Okay, China just came in with one of their biggest stimulus packages ever in history. Why is that concerning to us? Well, they're going to buy stuff. They're going to put that money to use. So they're going to buy stuff. They're going to do infrastructure. They're going to do a massive amount of things. And that's going to prompt investments. Okay, those people, the Chinese are going to invest in the U.S. They're going to invest in real estate, ETFs, stocks, bonds, all this other stuff. So this is actually good news for most of the world, and it's trying to bring China out of the rut that they've been in. So this could poise very well for the markets all around the world, especially even real estate, because China does buy a lot of real estate in the United States with cash. Okay, so that's that part of it. Another big piece of this equation is the strike at the ports, and this could be huge. Okay, this could be huge. So this is something we're going to really pay attention to. The economy's finally starting to get back on track. Supply chains are back on track. You know, everything else, this is going to interrupt that. This is meant, I think I just heard an article on this, or read an article on this. It's saying we could lose $8 billion a day in trade because of the port closures, the strikes at the port. So hopefully this is rectified fairly quick, because the economy is finally just starting to get cooking. So we'll monitor that as well. But yes, this will play havoc on the markets. All right, so the next piece of the puzzle, the S&P index. Now, the S&P, we were told when we came into September, I don't know if you remember, but everybody kept saying September's always the worst month for stocks. It is always the worst month. And then we went into it. It was lackluster. Then it took a little bit of a dip. And then the Federal Reserve basically saved the day. So we had the S&P, it returned 2.28 return compared to 1.13 last month, and then negative 1.77 last year at this time. So I'll take the positive versus the negative in that return. And here's the returns that the S&P gets. And the reason why I say this is we are going to start talking more and more about the stock market. I'm going to post something on our YouTube channel today, a vote. I'm going to list a couple stocks and ETFs and see what you guys want me to take a deep dive into, so you can learn how to, you know, investigate and review and understand the financials of stocks, bonds, and ETFs before you actually buy those in your investments. So we'll be talking about that. So let's get over to the bond market. This is why you're here. What's going on with mortgage rates? Well, they're going to go up again. How do I know that? Well, the bond market's telling me that. So we follow on this channel here the mortgage bond. We don't follow the 10-year treasury. We don't really follow the federal funds rate to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. We follow the mortgage bond to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. So that's what you're seeing right up there at the corner. Why this is a little different than how most bonds represent it. Most bonds tell you the yield up at the top. You know, right through here, they'll tell you the yield. Well, this one gives you the price. So we have to figure this out, what the yield is. So how do you do that? Well, we take the price in the variance that it just did. So it's down 10 ticks. Okay, so how do you figure out the price in regards to the yield? Well, it's easy. If the price goes down, the yield goes up. So just think of it this way. If a mortgage bond price goes down, your mortgage rate goes up. So you want this bond price to go up and up and up, because the further it goes up, the further down your rate comes. So we just created a rate tracker. Yes, that is me. I'm going to get my hair cut tonight, but I did lose some weight. I lost about 30 pounds since that picture. That was back in 2019, 2020. So got a little bit on a fitness kick to try to lose some weight. I did. But the good news now, we got the rate tracker. So the rate tracker is here. So what are you looking to do? So if you've already bought your house, you're probably trying to figure out, when's a good time to refinance? Well, we created this thing, and I'll put the link down below, where you'll tell us, Dan, here's my criteria. Here's my information. When my rate hits this point, I want to know. because I'm going to look in the numbers and see if that makes sense for me to refinance at that time. Well, your wishes have come true. Here is our rate tracker. It's going to take you a couple minutes to go into this. We're not going to ask you anything like your Social Security numbers or anything like that, but we need to know your contact information, your loan amount, the rate, and things like that, so we can track it for you in our CRM in the background, so then when that rate hits exactly what you want it to hit, you'll get an alert. You'll probably get a call, a text, or an email directly from me, and you'll be able to work with me personally. So that's our report for today. If you want to learn a little bit more about me and my team, we'll go to therateupdate.com, and here's our website. So what you need to do on this one is, if you're looking to buy that first house, stop, okay? Go right up to there to the grant finder. Those are going to offer you some grants, and we handpick those. Those are the perfect grants for anybody looking to buy their first house, because it'll help you with down payment and or your closing costs. Okay, so check those out. They're really easy to get. If you qualify, we'll handle all that for you, and we'll take care of all the paperwork for you on that behalf. But if you're out there, you're saying, Dan, I'd like to maybe look to refinance, maybe look to buy a house, maybe look to do something, well, you can put in your application right up through there, or you can call us, okay? By calling us, it's just going to expedite things. So you scroll down to the bottom of our website, and that information is right there. So the easiest way and the fastest way to get a hold of us is just give us a call, 844-775-5626. Or yes, you can email me directly, and it's me, and I will respond at dan@therateupdate.com. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. I hope you found value in this video and the others that I do. If you have, all I need you to do is, if you would, subscribe right over there. It's pretty easy. Just click, click, and you're done. So other than that, I will be back later today with a closing bell to show you how all this mess ended up for the day. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. See you later.